Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome to The Lion's Share, featuring former NFL pro turned financial CEO, Mitch Lyons.
And you can hear it all right here.
Have a question for The Lion?
Do I need life insurance?
I want to leave an inheritance.
Should I withdraw from my IRA or my investments?
How do I know my advisor is right for me?
Call 844-86-STEAL. Join us every week as we tackle the latest financial news and go over strategies that put you in charge of your future. This is The Lion's Share with your captains, Mitch Lyons and Mark Elliott.
Welcome to The Lion's Share. I'm Mark Elliott, joined by the founder of Mitch Lyons Wealth. That, of course, is Mitch Lyons. Glad you're with us. We talk retirement. That's what Mitch and the team at Mitch Lyons Wealth are all about, helping you figure out where you are on that road to retirement. Can I retire? Well, when? Do we have enough? Are we going to be okay if we retire? Will our loved ones be okay if something happens to us? There's a lot of questions and concerns heading into retirement, and that's what Mitch and the team at Mitch Lyons Wealth are all about, helping you get some clarity, really, and direction into your retirement picture. You can always learn more about Mitch and the team, MitchLyonsWealth.com. And it's not the Detroit Lions, L-I-O-N-S. It's Mitch Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, MitchLyonsWealth.com. Mitch, welcome. How are you? Are you ready to go today?
We are ready to roll, Mark. Great to be here and looking forward to it.
You know, in the Detroit area for you this time on the program, because you have stuff all over the place. You do a lot of different things. And I think it's probably because you were, the 40, 50 catch tight end at Michigan State throughout your career. Then you go to the Falcons. Then you go to the Steelers. You've done a lot of different things. Talk a little bit about you so people in the Detroit area know, a little bit more about you, and then we'll get into Mitch Lyons Wealth after we hear a little bit more about your personal story, certainly starting as a Michigan State Spartan.
Yeah, so I'm a lifelong Michigander and grew up in the west side of the state primarily and then in the Grand Rapids area. Went to Michigan State, played with George Perlis during the late 80s, early 90s, and spent 5 years there and before moving on to Atlanta, Pittsburgh, and then eventually resettled. Actually, I bought a home in Michigan during my NFL days, and then knowing eventually that career would come to an end, which it inevitably did. And so I've been in the financial services, working with folks on the retirement planning for the last 25 years, and love Michigan, love the Detroit area and all of Michigan, really, and just happy to be on with you today.
How do you think you went from the NFL to retirement planner? Do you think it's because NFL, retirements are happening at 25 and at 28 and 29 and 30? I mean, retirements, most people that go to work are going to work for 30, 40 years. NFL does not have that type of a career. Is that maybe what led you to retirement?
Well, I definitely addressed each season in the NFL as if it were my last, okay, because I knew I eventually would be correct. and I beat the average. I went 7 years in the NFL, 4 years in Atlanta, 3 years in Pittsburgh. And the average for anybody that makes it 1 year is about a little over three years. So I doubled the average. But again, I was retired, quote unquote, at the age of 29, right? And unfortunately, I wasn't that bonus baby that can live on, live on my my earnings from the NFL days for the rest of my life. So I needed to find a new outlet. I was a business school graduate at Michigan State. I had an interest in finance. My agent, my NFL agent, had a background in finance as well. So I'd picked his brain throughout the course of my career. And when my second knee got blown out on the turf at Arrowhead Stadium in 1999, I decided to say, all right, let's find our new path. And this is what I chose. And I've never looked back. And I certainly love helping people protect and work on their retirement plans.
And because you have a pension from the NFL, you can help people make decisions with their pension. Do we take the lump sum? Do we take it the way it was designed? I mean, now the NFL pension, you get it. What do you have to be in there? 3 years, 5 years?
Yeah, 3 years and three games. A three game signifies a season in the eyes of the union. So yeah, it's 3 years, three games. And it's you know, it's not relative to necessarily what you made. I always looked at it as a little extra gravy on top. And, you know, now that I'm of age and I can take it, you know, it's nice to have a few pennies dropping in your account every month. But, you know, it's not as rich maybe as what people think.
So your pension is the same as Barry Sanders?
That's not true. So it's based on your years of service. But it has nothing to do with your income.
Salary,
Barry made a few more bucks than I did, and deservedly so. But yeah, it's based on your years of service. And every time they do a new bargaining agreement, you know, generally those will get bumped up a little bit, you know, on your monthly benefit. So it's you know, it's extra money and something certainly, you know, like anybody that's counting on a pension, you know, it's nice to have that guaranteed, you know, lifetime income.
Yeah, to me, don't you think that's one of the big differences in retirements from certainly your grandparents who had pensions, had Social Security, and today's retirees, there's more on our plate. You know, the old three-legged stool of the pension, Social Security, and your savings is kind of staggering right now. You don't have the pension for most, so now it's your Social Security and your savings. So your three-legged stool is now a two-legged stool. Income is one of the biggest challenges of today's retiree.
It really is, right? We talk about that all the time. It's not the top number. It's not your nest egg. People get caught up on how much do I need to retire? And you see these commercials, people walking around with numbers on their head. What's your number, right? And how much do you need in your nest egg? It's not about the nest egg, really, Mark. It's about how much income can it create, right? How much income can we generate from your nest egg? And there's a lot of different strategies that we use that will optimize that and create more income, tie up less of your nest egg to create the income you need, because income is the key in retirement. That's what brings contentment. That's what brings satisfaction in retirement, is being able to spend it all every month, knowing that your bucket's going to get refilled on the first of the next month, right? Right? Whether it's through Social Security, pension incomes, a dividend portfolio, you know, an income annuity of some sort. So we want to, that's really the cornerstone of the plan, is making sure you've got income that you can't outlive.
So again, if you want to learn more about Mitch and the team, you can go to Mitch Lyons Wealth, LYONS, MitchLyonsWealth.com. Mitch, maybe take a little bit of time, just 30, 40 seconds, and talk about your book, Retirement of Steel. And then there's also a movie that's on there, The Retirement Deception, that's on that website as well, MitchLyonsWealth.com.
Yeah, that's content that, you know, we'd love for people to get in their hands. My book, Retirement of Steel, is written from a place of, you know, how do you protect what you've built all these years, right? You spend 30 or 40 years in building towards retirement, accumulating. How do we protect it? And again, create the income that you need. So that the book, Retirement of Steel, you can get that for free on there. The Retirement Deception is a documentary I was involved with, a featured expert in, and that's about an hour and 10 minute movie, but it does a great job in describing just how important income is to people, and it walks through some different scenarios and case studies, and that's free. You can get a free digital streaming code right off our website. We also have a ton of free content on our YouTube page, Mitch Lyons Wealth YouTube page, which includes my podcast, The Lyons Share, which has some, you know, we talk family, faith, finance, football, and fun. We got a lot of topics on there as well.
So again, MitchLyonsWealth.com. If you'd like Mitch's book, Retirement of Steel, you want to watch the movie, The Retirement Deception, all available to you. You can always call Mitch, though, if you have questions about where you are on that road to retirement, 844-86-STEEL, 844-86-STEEL. Mitch will be back with more right after this.
Is your retirement as strong as steel? Schedule your one-on-one virtual visit with Mitch Lyons Wealth. Call 844-86-STEEL. That's 844-867-8335.
Welcome back to the Lyons Shared. founder of Mitch Lyons Wealth, is here. Mitch Lyons. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you are with us. Again, the website, if you want to learn more, find Mitch's book or the movie, it's MitchLyonsWealth.com, MitchLyonsWealth.com. You can always call with questions, right? Do you have enough? Can I retire, Mitch? When can we retire? Are we going to be okay? It's 844-867-8335, 844-86-STEEL. Now, Mitch was a Michigan State Spartan. Then he was drafted by the Atlanta Falcons, played there for 3 years, and what, 4 years with the Steelers? 3-3, 3-4?
4 in Atlanta, 3 in Pittsburgh.
So from the Atlanta Falcons to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which is why the book is called Retirement of Steel, when you go to the MitchLyonsWealth.com to get that book. So, Mitch, we talked about the fact that you play in the NFL, had a great career at Michigan State, had a great time, and I mean, you're a Michigan guy. So, you know, going to Michigan State kind of went right in with being a Michigan guy. Now, you had to choose between Michigan and Michigan State. Was that an easy decision or a hard decision?
You know what? For whatever reason, I kind of grew up a Michigan State fan, although I went to more Michigan games as a kid because my best friend, his family had 4 tickets to football games. So, you know, 1986, Jim Harbaugh was senior, I think it was 85 maybe. I went to probably 5 or 6 Michigan home games. So I hadn't even been to a state game, but for whatever reason in my family, we were kind of split Michigan, Michigan State. My dad and I leaned towards Michigan State, and I probably from the Magic Johnson NCAA run back in the late 70s, 79. So I went that way, but funny story, I visited Michigan, right? Cause they recruited me as well. Went there and went into Bo Schembechler's office, right? The legend of Michigan football, Bo Schembechler, closes the door behind me. It's me, a 17-year-old kid with this legend. He sits me down on the couch and he says, he looks at me and he says, son, what'd you get on the ACT? And I said, well, I got a 27, sir. And he puts his arm around me and he looks at me and he says, Mitch, you owe it to yourself to be a Michigan man. And I came out of there thinking for sure I was going to be a Michigan man. My dad took me from there to Detroit Metro Airport to get on a plane for the first time in my life. I flew out to Colorado because I had to take my visit out there on Monday and Tuesday because I didn't have enough weekends left with basketball season and all that. So I flew out there, first time on a plane, white knuckling it going down the runway, scared to death, land out, see the mountains for the first time ever, meet Coach McCartney. And I'm just enthralled with this place. I'm just like, wow, this is so beautiful. I'm going to be a Buffalo when I left there. And I fly back to catch my Tuesday night basketball game, and I get off the plane, and lo and behold, my recruiter from Michigan State, Coach Beckholt, just happens to be sitting at my gate when I get off the plane. He says, "Oh, hey, Mitch, how are your visits?" And I said, "Coach, what are you doing here?" And he said, "Well, I'm catching a plane from out of Grand Rapids." Really? That's interesting. Just happened to be that he was just sitting at my gate. It was a great recruiting ploy, and it made me think, hey, maybe I should give this a little more thought. Ultimately decided on Michigan State, but that's a tough decision to make as a 17-year-old.
Yeah, especially if you sit down in the same room with Bo Schembechler and Bill McCartney with Colorado.
Yeah, a couple of legends.
Colorado won a national championship right in there as well, I think.
He did, and it's the other funny thing is, so I and one of my future teammates at Michigan State, Toby Heaton, was a guy that, one of my best friends, but we were out in Colorado at the same time. Toby was a heavyweight wrestler, and so he was visiting on a Monday and Tuesday as well because he couldn't do weekends because of his wrestling. We end up going to Michigan State. We start that first year off. They're coming off the Rose Bowl. We're thinking we're going to ride the coattails to another Rose Bowl. We started off 0-4-1. All the teams that we had looked at additionally were, you know, Michigan State, Michigan, Indiana, Colorado. All of those teams were undefeated, nationally ranked. We're thinking, what the heck are we doing? But then we got it turned around. We won 6 straight games and played Georgia in the Gator Bowl. But it was a rough start.
Yeah. Well, I think always interesting too when you think about college athletics. Because maybe at some point during this program, not maybe today, you will break down the NIL and the portal and you will fix college athletics.
Oh, man, that's a Pandora's box there. It's the genie's out of the lamp. I don't know how you fix it at this point, but it's chaos. And it certainly is a lot different than what I grew up with. But, you know,
we can't talk about your NIL you got from Michigan State because you got one probably, but it wasn't legal. So we can't talk about that.
Well, I would like to say I ever got $100 handshake, but I never did. So that might've happened, but it wasn't in this guy's pocket.
Right.
Well, but you know, the college experience is so incredible. And I think it's unfortunate with the portal and NIL and all that, with the way kids bounce around, they don't really get that same experience, right? They're not there 4 or 5 years grinding, trying to work their way through. Heck, Mark, I didn't start a game until the fourth game of my fourth season at Michigan State. My redshirt junior year was the first time I ever started a game. I'd barely played prior to then. That kids nowadays, they would have transferred 3 times by then. But I had to wait, work my way up, right? And there's something to that grind, that resilience and that grit. And, you know, I wouldn't trade that for the world.
Yeah, there's a lot to that. There is no doubt about that. So, Mitch, let's talk about Mitch Lyons Wealth, the company that you've started, and now you're all over the place helping people all the time, trying to figure out where they are really on that road to retirement. And you walk them through the process, the retirement of steel, which is really helping you build an ironclad plan with tax efficiency, Social Security planning, protecting your assets, and all while hedging for one of those things we don't want to think about, and that's the rising healthcare costs. Talk about how you set this up, this company up.
Yeah, well, you know, I started Mitch Lyons Wealth in 2019. I'd worked, you know, I'd been partnered with another gentleman for a number of years, and we amicably split up. And I created Mitch Lyons Wealth in 2019 with the idea that I wanted to create a virtual business that I could work with people anywhere, anytime, and I could be anywhere, right? And give myself that flexibility. So started that in fall of 2019. And lo and behold, a little thing called COVID happened early in 2020. And it made me look pretty smart. And I had a kind of a head start, a jump, if you will, on the rest of the industry because I was already going down that path. So, you know, I took that opportunity to, I wrote my book, Retirement of Steel, during COVID, and, you know, started marketing that around the country, really, in different markets. And so, you know, I love the fact that I can work with anybody anywhere. We don't have to waste time, get behind a windshield. We can jump on a Zoom. You know, the bottom line, we get to know each other anyway. We're looking at each other. And it's almost easier, honestly, than back in the days when I was pushing paper across the table to show people something. We can just jump on a screen. We want to adjust your plan. We can adjust it and boom, you know, see exactly how that would impact you. And we can see it a lot easier right on the screen. So it's just been freeing for myself, for my team, for our clients. And it's just a lot more efficient.
So again, if you'd like to chat with Mitch, you're not really sure where you are. Maybe, you know, hey, I think we're good to go, but you don't really know that 100%. If you get into retirement, you're going to be retired for, and it's not unusual now to have a 30-year retirement. That's a long time to go without a paycheck. You can always call Mitch and the team at Mitch Lyons Wealth, 844-867-8335, 844-867-8335. I think it's easier to remember, 844-86-STEEL, 844-86-STEEL. And you can ask for the retirement toolkit as well. There's Mitch's book, The Retirement of Steel, is included in that toolkit. There's some tax information. There's Social Security information. There's just a lot of retirement information in that toolkit. Just ask for that. Just say, hey, I'd love to get the toolkit. 844-86-STEEL. So Mitch will be back with more of The Lion's Share right here on News Radio WWJ.
Is your retirement as strong as steel? Schedule your one-on-one virtual visit with Mitch Lyons Wealth. Call 844-86-STEEL. That's 844-867-8335. Football pro, financial CEO, and now movie producer. Earn your free copy of Mitch's movie, The Retirement Deception, Exposing the Truth About Retirement Success. Simply visit MitchLyonsWealth.com and claim yours today. That's MitchLyonsWealth.com.
Glad you're with us today for the Lion's Share. I'm Mark Elliott, joined by the founder of Mitch Lyons Wealth, Mitch Lyons. By the way, it's Mitch Lyons, not the Detroit Lions, L-I-O-N-S. It's L-Y-O-N-S. MitchLyonsWealth.com to learn more, find out about Mitch's books right there. You can grab it on the website. Also, you can watch the movie The Retirement Deception, a film that Mitch is a part of as well, that's exposing the truth about retirement success. That's MitchLyonsWealth.com. Mitch, you think about taxes. I think, and I'm 66, just to clarify things, so that means I am on Part A of Medicare at this point, because it's free. So I thought, okay, I better sign up. So I did, but I'm working. So I don't need the other, I don't need Part B or D or any of that at this point. But I did sign up for Part A. I am in 2026 will be the year that I am full Social Security retirement age. Born in 1959. So that's 66 and 10 months. So there's some decisions down the road. But one of the things that I always think that I'm not that worried about, but I think it's one that most people probably don't think about. And I think more and more that you talk about it on your radio show and your podcast and all of those things is taxes are a much bigger deal than we think they will be when we get to retirement. And I think it's because of no longer pensions. It's the 401k retirement world. It's a traditional IRAs, traditional 401ks. Is that right?
Well, we've all been conditioned, right? Hey, put money in your 401, you know, take payroll deductions and keep accumulating. You know, you're buying, you know, more shares when the market's down and so on, dollar cost average in. We've all been sold that bill of goods with the idea that we're going to be in a lower tax rate in retirement. And that's just simply not true for a lot of folks as they find out. And if in fact you're in a higher tax bracket, you did yourself no good by putting money away, stuffing it away pre-tax to be taxed at a higher rate later, right? And where people run into trouble with that is they don't take into account, you don't necessarily have all the same deductions you had when you were working, right? You're probably not itemizing anymore. If you were itemizing, you're probably not in retirement. You're probably taking the standard deduction. So you're not writing off all those expenses. Your home's probably paid off by now. You don't have mortgage interest. You're not putting money into your 401k or IRAs anymore. So you really oftentimes have a higher taxable income than what you think. And then you run into other issues. And this is something we talk about with folks is when you plan going forward, you know, if one spouse predeceases the other, not only are you losing that standard deduction for the spouse that next year, which is increasing the overall income, but you're also going to have to, you know, you change your filing status from a married filing jointly to a single filer. That's a totally different tax bracket.
So a lot of things have happened since you started this company in 2019. The Secure Acts have been two of them. One of them, I thought, had one of the bigger challenges, maybe that changed a lot of things for a lot of retirees, and that was the stretch IRA going away. Because I've heard this, an IRA is an IOU to the IRS.
It sure is. I mean, I say this all the time. You think about it, you look at that nice balance in your 401k. You've been saving 40 years. Let's say you've got, you know, $500,000 in your 401k. And people think, oh, I've got $500,000. That's pretty good. No, you don't. What's it worth? We have a partner on that, and that partner is the IRS. And here's the worst thing. What business arrangement would you ever go into and not know what percentage of the partnership you have? And that's effectively what we're doing when we put money into a pre-tax retirement account. The IRS is our partner, and we don't even know what percentage they own because we don't know what the tax rates are going to be when we take it out down the road, right? Who would enter into that agreement? And yet all of America is doing that. Pumping money into a 401k that they have no idea what they're going to have left at the end of the day. That sounds like a horrible business proposition.
And when you bring it up like that and talk about it like that, yes, that is not a great decision. But everybody's in that position. And so we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Roth conversions and how those factor into this whole thing. But the stretch IRA going away because this first Secure Act did that. And the old stretch IRA was one that you could pass it down generation to generation. If you had enough money in that IRA, there were ways to just keep passing it down. Now there's a 10-year window. You leave it. Somebody, they've got to take it all out in that 10 years, pay the taxes on it. That's a huge change.
Well, and absolutely. And there needs to be a plan to that, right? You don't want to just, hey, I'm going to kick the can down the road and just take my, you know, as little as I have to out each year. And then all of a sudden in year 10, boom, you got to take that whole tax hit. That's not probably a good plan. So that's an entirely different part of the plan that needs to be addressed. And here's the other thing with the Secure Act and 2.0 is they've extended RMDs, right? The ages at which you have to start taking it. People look at it initially and they say, oh, great, I'll take it out 70 and a half or 72. Boy, I'm after 1960. I can wait all the way to 75. And it sounds good because you're delaying it, but now your balance is just bigger. It's going to probably force larger distributions out, which is just exacerbating the tax issue that we have, right? There's a lot of things that can be done proactively ahead of the time when you're running into those issues to let a little air out of the tax balloon. And you mentioned Roth conversions, and that's something we can get into.
Yeah. And certainly you think about that, the RMD, the first Secure Act moved it from 75 to 72. The next Secure Act moved it from 72 to 73. So I'm born in 1959, so I'm in that 73. You're born after that, so 1960 and later, it's 75. And we can talk about the government not being our best buddies in a lot of things that they do. I'm from the government. I'm here to help. That's been said before.
Beware of a wolf in sheep's clothing, right?
Right. But you think about that part of it, the IRS and the government was pretty smart. They didn't want the money on our seed money right out of college. No, defer that. Let that grow a little bit. Well, that's a bigger pot that they get by being patient and waiting for it down the end of the line.
I use that analogy a lot, Mark. I mean, would a farmer rather pay tax on his seed in the spring or his harvest in the fall? And unequivocally, you'd rather pay tax on the seed. And that's effectively what you're doing with the Roth IRA, right? You're taking after-tax dollars, you're putting it in there, and you're growing it, you know, forevermore and take it out when you want to. They're not forcing you to take distributions because they can't get any tax out of it as it currently stands. You know, who knows what they'll try to come up with down the road. But the point is, you know, you can grow that. And we talk about that, you know, when you think about Roth conversions too, like, you know, you think of a market drop, oh, that's bad. Well, if you have a market drop and it drops 20% and your IRA balance is down, that's not good for your net worth at that moment, but that's also a great time where your tax liability just got reduced as well. Maybe that's a good time to take a Roth conversion, get it into a Roth. And then when the market does bounce back, as it inevitably does, now you're getting all that bounce back in tax-free dollars. And so that's, again, proactive planning that you need to be on the ball and take advantage of those opportunities.
Taxes are one of the biggest hits that might be awaiting you that you don't even realize. And that's where Mitch and the team at Mitch Lyons Wealth are here to help. 844-86-STEEL, 844-867-8335. And of course, if you like the retirement toolkit, including Mitch's book, The Retirement of Steel, there's tax information in there as well, Social Security information, a lot of retirement information included in that retirement toolkit. Just call 844-86-STEEL and ask for it, and they'll be happy to get all of that out to you. So when we come back, we're going to talk Roth conversion. Stay with us.
Discover how to protect your wealth. Visit retirementofsteel.com today to claim your own complimentary copy of Retirement of Steel by Mitch Lyons. Retirement of Steel will make you realize that you can grow your wealth safely and without Wall Street. That's retirementofsteel.com.
Welcome back to the Lion's Share. Glad you're with us. I'm Mark Elliott, joined by, of course, the founder of Mitch Lyons Wealth. That is Mitch Lyons. You can always go to the website to learn more, MitchLyonsWealth.com, L-Y-O-N-S, MitchLyonsWealth.com. His book is there, Retirement of Steel. The film is there, The Retirement Deception. All of that is available to you by just going to the website. You can always call him if you have questions. We're talking about taxes and how those affect us in retirement. 844-86-STEEL is the number, 844-86-STEEL. So we're talking about the fact that the First Secure Act in 2019 changed the stretch IRA. So it went to where you could pass it down generation to generation, where now you have a 10-year window. If you leave $1 million to, you know, two kids, $500,000 apiece, they have a 10-year window where they've got to take it out and pay the taxes on that. It used to be you didn't have to. You just had to pay, okay, those kids were 50 when I left it to them. They're going to pass away at 85, so they had 35 years to take a little bit and pay the taxes as they went. So that's how you could stretch it. Well, they did away with that. Now it's a 10-year window. Whatever you leave behind, it's got to be pulled out in that 10-year window for kids, not the wife, not the spouse, right? That's a whole different ballgame.
Right, it's, yeah, no, spouse.
They just kind of take it over, right?
Yep, they take it over as their own and just take distributions. Still have to take the required minimum distributions, but right. Yeah, they don't have that 10-year end stop where, boom, you got a big tax bill looking at you.
Now, when they pass it on, now we're back to that 10-year window. So let's talk about, because taxes are one of those things that have become a bigger deal for retirees. And it's because, as you said earlier, you've got $500,000, $1 million, and it's in an IRA or a traditional 401k, for example. That money has not been taxed yet. So that means when you get the age of 73 or 75, depending on when you were born, you're going to have to start paying a little bit to the IRS every year until you pass away, basically. It just keeps going up. It starts around, I don't know, just under 4%, I think, with your first RMD, but it just keeps going up from there. So you've got to do that. You've got to pay that all the time. So one of the ways to get past that, because we know where things are now, the one big beautiful bill has said permanent tax rates and brackets. But we know where taxes are right now. They're the lowest they've probably been in the last 50 years. So this is an opportunity to maybe get into that Roth conversion world where you pay the tax now, move it, and all the growth then becomes tax-free. Can you explain how that works?
Well, it's as simple as that. For example, you've got a $500,000 sitting in your IRA or your 401. Let's take a little air out of the tax balloon. Let's take, say, 50, and this is something that's different for everybody, but let's just say we're going to take 50,000 because that was what you could take before you got into the next marginal tax bracket. You know, you can take that $50,000 and ideally we want to pay the tax from another source rather than taking it out of that $50,000 because we want to get the full $50,000 into the Roth. So let's say you're going to owe 10% or 12% off that. Ideally, we'd love to take that and pay that tax out of savings or another asset so that we can get the full 50 into the Roth. But even if you had to take it out of the amount you're taking out of the IRA, it still makes sense long term. And the beautiful thing about that is, Mark, is once it's into that Roth, now you don't have to worry at all about it. It takes out the unknown of what are tax rates going to be in the future. You know, you mentioned earlier about leaving dollars to kids. Well, you talk about a horrible distribution vehicle for passing to the next generation. I mean, if you're 75 or 80, what's that make your kids? Well, they're probably, 45 to 55, probably in their peak earning years. And if all of a sudden they have to start taking distributions off your IRA, now they're in a much higher tax bracket than you in all likelihood were in retirement. So that just exacerbates the problem again, even more so. And it just creates problems. So again, the Roth is, it's, you don't want to do it all at once necessarily. In some cases, maybe it makes sense, but you do it over time, maybe a 5 to 6, 8 year period. Again, being proactive about it, not being reactive. I always talk about the difference between tax preparation. Tax preparation is looking in the rearview mirror, right? We're looking at what happened the last year and what do I owe in taxes this year? Tax planning is looking through the windshield. Let's look out down the road and see what's coming, and let's avoid some of these objects in the road like taxes and all the stipulations that the IRS puts on us about how and when we have to take money out.
Peter Thiel, I think, was one of the starters, creators of PayPal. And the story is that he put $2,000 in his Roth 401k at work, and it's now worth like $1 billion or something like that. And the government's not happy because that's all tax-free money. But he's pretty wise with
Our man. Proactive thinker there, right? And he's avoided a lot of taxation for not only himself but also his heirs.
Yeah, I think it's one, but let's clarify, just because we're talking about Roth conversions, what a great idea. Roth conversions don't make sense for everyone. I mean, this is something that if somebody's thinking about, ooh, I like that idea, I've got a pretty good chunk of money sitting in my IRA or my 401k, that Roth conversion seems to make sense. That sounds like it makes sense for me. But you've got to look at a lot of factors to determine. So you don't want somebody listening now go, ooh, Mitch just said I should start rolling all that money from the IRA and 401k into the Roth world to pay taxes now. There's a lot of things that go into that decision, aren't there?
There sure are. And every situation is different, right? We talk about really the IRS has three buckets they look at, right? There's the taxable bucket, which is your tax deferred bucket, I should say. The 401ks, the IRAs that are you're waiting to pay tax on. You've got your tax currently bucket. That's your bank accounts, your non-retirement brokerage accounts that are kicking off cap gains or dividends each year that you have to pay in that
your paycheck.
Yeah. And then there's your tax-free, right? Which is Roth or some insurance strategies allow you to pull money out, tax-free distributions. So it's a combination of those three buckets. And each year, and again, this is proactive planning, is, hey, each year, depending on where the tax rates are, tax brackets and all that, where does it make sense? So it's not necessarily bad to wait and maybe not do a Roth conversion if you're in a position where you've maybe already got a lot of dollars in a tax-free bucket, and we can continue to pull out dollars out of a taxable bucket that you're in the 10 or 12% tax bracket. And once you get above that, then we start looking at those other buckets. Maybe it's pulling out of your non-retirement brokerage account, or maybe it's pulling out of a Roth or an insurance contract. So there's a lot of nuance to that. And that's something we look at. And we, again, everybody's situation is different. Let's make the correct decision for you.
So again, if you'd like to have a conversation with Mitch, you got some questions. Boy, you're kind of interested. I've done, you know, there's Roth conversions. I've got a pretty good chunk of money sitting in my IRA or my 401k traditional side. Should I be moving some of that to the tax-free world? That's what you sit down with somebody that understands this world. You just don't do it yourself. 844-86-STEEL is the number, 844-86-STEEL. And again, if you'd like the Retirement Toolkit, just call that number as well. You get Mitch's book, The Retirement of Steel. There's tax information, Social Security information, a lot of retirement information in the Retirement Toolkit. 844-86-STEEL, and just ask for the Retirement Toolkit. So glad you're with us. We got more to come. We're going to talk about a lot of things when we come back right here on The Lion's Share, sponsored by Mitch Lyons Wealth, right here on News Radio WWJ.
Football pro, financial CEO, and now movie producer. Earn your free copy of Mitch's movie, The Retirement Deception, Exposing the Truth About Retirement Success. Simply visit MitchLyonsWealth.com and claim yours today. That's MitchLyonsWealth.com. Football pro, financial CEO, and now movie producer. Earn your free copy of Mitch's movie, The Retirement Deception, Exposing the Truth About Retirement Success. Simply visit MitchLyonsWealth.com and claim yours today. That's MitchLyonsWealth.com.
Glad you're with us for the Lion's Share with the founder of Mitch Lyons Wealth, Mitch Lyons. Again, the website, MitchLyonsWealth.com, L-Y-O-N-S, MitchLyonsWealth.com. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. We're going to talk about legacy for the next couple segments. And legacy is one of those things, Mitch. I wonder, you know, you think back to our grandparents and stuff. My grandparents didn't have, their salaries are so much different back in when they were retiring in the 70s to what they are today. It wasn't like my grandparents had a ton of money. My parents were teachers and coaches and stuff. So they had pensions, but they didn't have a lot of savings, if you will. So to me, the legacy is an interesting thing. A lot of people want to leave money to their kids. Others go, wait, I paid for their college. I've helped them, you know, put the down payment on the first house. I want to enjoy our retirement is what I want to do. I don't, there's some left. Great. They get it. Things changed in how people look at legacy and how they want to leave things.
Well, I think it's a mixed bag to the points you just made. Everybody's different, right? Some people want to, you know, well, I'm a grandparent. We have 4 and a 2-year-old grandsons now, right? So I don't want to necessarily leave money to my kids. I want to leave teach them how to fish, not hand them fish. But those grandkids now, they come a little different now. Right. I think Mama Bear, Lala, as they call my wife, Angela, you know, Lala probably wants to leave them all kinds of money. But, it varies by each client. But there's so many things to consider there, right? I mean, a lot of folks, they end up leaving more. And this comes from what we spoke about a little earlier, living in retirement from a place from fear. Is the fear of running out, they don't actually spend what they actually could have spent, right? And they end up leaving more than maybe what they even intended. And you know, and they're dumping all this. And if it's pre-tax dollars, again, like we talked about earlier, I mean, you're dumping this taxable asset into the laps of people that are more than likely in their peak earning years, and they're just going to get hammered in taxes from this. So again, if we can look out ahead of time and identify what your goals are, okay, do you want to leave something to the kids? That's fine. All right. How much? What's the most effective way to leave that? Which assets should we leave to them? And, you know, make sure you have the legal work and planning and the will and trust and all the necessary pieces there. We're not attorneys by any means, but we do work with attorneys. And, you know, that's important to have that stuff planned out. It's often said people leave more directions for their babysitter when they're going out for 3 hours for a dinner and a movie than they'll leave for their kids when they're leaving forever. And that's true in a lot of cases.
And it is interesting that, you know, there's more information left to the babysitter than there is when you're checking out of life. That is interesting. But I think, you know, one of the challenges is you think about you, what you do. You help people create, you walk them through the retirement of steel process, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare, all those decisions that we have to make as a retiree. How much income do we need? Where's it going to come from? What am I pulling from when I get into retirement? There's so many decisions to be made. And then you start throwing in, okay, well, what about healthcare? So what about long-term care? What about leaving a legacy, a trust, a will? What do you need? All of that, we're a country of procrastinators, I think. We tend to kick the can down the road, don't we? So wait, Mitch, legacy plan, I don't need that till I'm at least in my 80s, do I? Well, I just had a buddy that passed away at 64, and it was kind of unexpected. So you don't know. We just don't know.
You don't. And listen, the same thing in the tax code as the legal, and when it comes to estate planning, things change all the time, right? There's so much complexity. It's really hard to do it yourself. You want some experts, some professionals on your team that can help you and guide you to get you where you want to be. And have that conversation as far as, you know, hey, what do you want to leave the kids? If something happened, if this health-wise, you know, how do you want to be cared for? You know, are you going to keep your fingers crossed and just hope? Because hope is not a plan. So let's plan. Let's move some assets around to optimize the situation for when, you know, you or your spouse needs long-term care, right? Or when it comes to legacy planning, estate planning, leaving assets, maybe you want to leave some money to your church or your favorite charity. There are better assets to do that with than others. So, you know, when we incorporate that all, and they're all intertwined, they come to together like fingers in a glove, but they all work together. And it's not just, hey, I want to optimize my income. Well, optimizing your income might affect your Social Security benefits too. How's that going to impact it? Or leaving money to a charity, but you're leaving the wrong asset to charity. We could have been more tax efficient leaving, you know, an IRA or something like that. How does that all work together? And how are all those gears moving each other at when you make those decisions?
And one thing that we do know, every single state in the United States has their plan if you don't have a plan for when you're not here, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right. So you think about this. You played for the Falcons and for the Steelers and the NFL, and then because you brought up Lane Kiffin, do you think you should have, instead of going into the financial world, you should have just become a coach? And then at, say, 55, you could have been fired and had to settle for that $50 to $35 million buyout. Retirement now is good. You're good to go.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? There's something to be said for that from a financial standpoint. I love coaching. I love coaching my kids. I love being able to make a difference in young people's lives. here's why I didn't go into coaching. You are missing so much time from your family. When you're coaching at the collegiate level or the professional level, you are missing so much time with your family. And you can say, oh, we try to keep that on the front burner. There's no way. Those coaches are working, 70, 80, 90 hours a week. It's worse for the coaches than it is for the players. As an NFL player, we had every Tuesday off. It was union mandated. I'd usually go in and get a workout in, but those coaches, they're up all day, sun up to sundown on Tuesday, prepping that. They're creating the game plan for that week. And, they're not seeing their family. They're seeing their family like on Friday afternoon, because Friday was usually a short day. And then Saturday, Sunday, you're either traveling or you're at the hotel, game planning, going through film and stuff, get prepping for the game. So that's why I didn't go down that path. But you're right. There's a ton of money involved there.
Yeah. I coached golf at Kansas State from 90 to 97. And I think my salary was $35,000. The Big 12 was coming and the new coach started at $70,000. I'm like, well, I might have stayed if you're going to pay me that much. But Mark Mangino was Bill Snyder's assistant at that time, who then had a great run at Kansas. But he went down with Bobby Stoops to Oklahoma, and his comment was, I can see my family more, even though they're in Manhattan. I can see my family more now that I'm with Bobby Stoops in Norman, Oklahoma. That's the coaches, yeah. So if you have questions about anything, we're talking about legacy. How do we do it? How do we leave it? Do we need a strategy? Sure. How do we get started? Talk with Mitch at Mitch Lyons Wealth. 8486 Steel is the number, 844-867-8335. And again, you can ask for that retirement toolkit, which includes Mitch's book, Retirement of Steel. We're going to talk about a little bit more about legacy planning when we come back right here on the Lion's Share. Back right after this.
Is your retirement as strong as steel? Schedule your one-on-one virtual visit with Mitch Lyons Wealth. Call 844-86-STEEL. That's 844-867-8335.
Welcome back to the Lion's Share. I'm Mark Elliott, joined by the founder of Mitch Lyons Wealth, Mitch Lyons. Glad you've been with us today. You can always go to the website to learn more, get Mitch's book, The Retirement of Steel, watch the film, The Retirement Deception. It's all there on the website, MitchLyonsWealth.com. We're talking about legacy planning. One of the challenges, Mitch, is you think about it, there's wills, there's trust, there's living wills, there's all these things. How do we figure out, I guess, let's start with what's the basic. Everybody, I suppose, needs a living will or a will, I suppose, to start with.
Well, I mean, yeah, a basic will to start with, a living will, power of a will, trust, power of attorney, advanced directives. There's a number of things that are part of your basic estate planning. And again, we're not attorneys. We don't offer that kind of advice, but I highly recommend people, and it's one of those things, Mark, we talk about it, kicking the can down the road. Nobody wants to think about their death, right? That's not fun. Let's think about retirement and all those glorious years that are our golden years. But at the end of the day, whether it's sooner or later, it all comes to an end. And it's kind of like we talked about, leaving instructions for a babysitter. I mean, I've gone through it. I've lost both my parents, and it's difficult when things aren't mapped out and your kids are left to have to deal with all that. You can head off so much of that by taking the necessary steps ahead of time. And especially when it comes to, power of attorney, make it for financial decisions, if you're not cognitively there, health decisions, right? You need to have that in place, because it's not a big deal until it's a big deal.
Right. And we don't know when or if it's going to be a big deal. That's for sure. The trust world to me is a little more complicated. And I know trust then foregoes probate, like a will would go through probate, which could take months before you'd actually get the money out to where you wanted it to go, I suppose. But not everybody needs a trust. But if you do need a trust, then that's certainly where not that you're going to be the lawyer writing all this stuff up, but you can certainly give people advice on, hey, here's what I think you need to go talk to this attorney. We really, believe in what they're doing, and they can help you and walk you through this.
Sure. We have a network of attorneys that we work with around the country, and be happy to do that. We're happy to talk with, if you have a relationship with an existing estate planning attorney, let's make sure. This is one thing that happens all the time, Mark. They go through the hassle of going through the whole estate planning stuff, but then they don't retitle their assets as are needed, right? In a lot of cases. And making sure stuff's titled properly is a key. If you're going to take the time to plan out and do the will and the trust and all that, let's make sure all your assets are titled properly so that they, upon your passing, things are, all the ducks are in a row, and making sure it's going to where it's supposed to be and to whom it's supposed to be going to.
So how does Mitch Lyons Wealth talk with their clients? Because it's really about income. It's about investments. It's about taxes. It's about healthcare. It's also legacy planning. How do you talk to your clients about legacy and estate planning? Just to let's cross that box off that we've got a plan in place. And then, you know, just like the income and the investments, we're always checking to make sure that we're up to date, I suppose.
Well, it's about that initial, you know, initial conversation and just talking about what goals are, right? You have goals in retirement, and then, you know, we make them face the pipe, or, you know, face the fact that, hey, we're not living forever unless the rapture occurs, you know, before my end of time on earth here. We all are going to have that end of life moment. What do you want to happen in that situation? Where do you want your assets going? Do you want specific stuff going to specific people? Well, you need to map that out. Are you concerned about taxes? Do you want the government? Would you like to disinherit the IRS? I think most people, when they really think about that, well, yeah, other people are like, you know what? I'm gone. I don't care. Well, to each his own, but for, I'd rather have my dollars either going to my family or charities or church that I love, you know, rather than just paying it to the government. Because it's been found time and time again, Mark, that the government's not particularly efficient with our tax dollars. No, so I would rather not. I would rather they don't get the money. I think we can probably do better with it, pointing in the direction we want it to go.
There is no one answer for all of that either for every all of your clients. It's all different depending upon their situation.
Well, there really isn't. And there's other things to consider too, right? If you're still working before full retirement age, you know, you're going to start losing some of your Social Security dollars and a penalty. If you're still earning, you know, an income during those years prior to your full retirement age. So there's that to consider. There's even beyond your full retirement age, you know, how much income are you taking out, whether it's earning income or taking money out of taxable accounts? What's that going to do to your Social Security benefit? Is it going to be 50% taxed? Is 85% of it going to be taxed? Those are all things we can map out and consider. And not only map out now, we always tell people, listen, we're going to do this planning for you. We're going to show you a snapshot in time, but then we're going to come back to this each and every year and update it. And make sure, as I say, we keep you between the rumble strips as you're going down the retirement highway. We want to make sure you're staying on course. And because things change, right? Tax rates change, new laws, new investment laws and stuff that we have to be cognizant of and make sure that we're staying on top of to keep you in the middle of the road.
Yeah, because really, when you think about it, if you go over a bridge, there's always the side walls to protect you, right? And that's kind of the idea. We're going to veer around the road sometimes with this retirement world we're in. But we need some guardrails to protect us. If you'd like to walk through the process, the Retirement of Steel process and Mitch Lyons Wealth, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, how do we handle all of this? When do we start Social Security? What about Medicare? What do I do there when I get to 65? How do we make all these decisions? We've not worked in the retirement world. Well, Mitch and his team at Mitch Lyons Wealth do work in the retirement world. There is no cost to have a conversation with them. It's an opportunity for you to ask some questions. You got some concerns. Just call and ask. There's no pressure whatsoever. 844-867-8335, 844-86-STEEL. And again, if you'd like Mitch's book, The Retirement of Steel, you want the retirement toolkit that's got all that retirement information in it, just ask for it. 844-86-STEEL. Again, the website, MitchLyonsWealth.com. You can go right there, get the book. You can go there and watch the film as well, The Retirement Deception. Mitch, is always a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the day and then evening, and we'll do it again.
Sounds good, Mark. Hey, I just want to take time here, Mitch Lyons with Mitch Lyons Wealth, to wish everyone a happy holidays. Enjoy your family and friends during this glorious time, and we look forward to a prosperous new year.
Discover how to protect your wealth. Visit retirementofsteel.com today to claim your own complimentary copy of Retirement of Steel by Mitch Lyons. Retirement of Steel will make you realize that you can grow your wealth safely and without Wall Street. That's retirementofsteel.com.
Mitch Lyons Wealth is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Mitch Lyons Wealth is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Mitch Lyons Wealth. This radio show is a paid placement.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.